What's up, guys? Welcome back to Crazy Talk. My name is Rob.
And me, Vanessa.
And how you doing, babe?
Not so great this week, but...
Dang. Let's do it. Let's get right... Let's just jump right into
it. Another vacation.
Me too.
Cool. Anyways, so...
That's all I have to say.
So, I was just thinking, you know?
Okay.
I just want to see how you are on your feet. Because you're pretty creative.
Oh, okay.
So, what is an invention that you think would be super beneficial to this world? Okay.
Okay.
That isn't invented yet.
Uh huh.
But you're like, hey, I think this is a great idea. So I'm gonna go ahead and say mine first.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm gonna give you some time to think. So you know how people have made those baby toys, like the toys that you like. Pull a crank and then it spins in a circle with an arrow and then it lands on like an animal and it does like the yeah, like an animal noise. Okay, well, people have like started doing that and they like put and you can flip the pages, but they put like names of restaurants on it. That way you and your spouse don't have to argue about where to go eat, but like this little crank thing
mm-hmm.
like gives, you know, answers for you mm-hmm. so you can't really argue about it. Okay, so get this.
I'm listening.
So an app.
An app.
That both you and your partner have.
Okay.
Think of Tinder, okay? Or like a dating app. You both.
But you're already partners.
What? But yeah. Okay. I said like Tinder.
Okay.
But you both are swiping left or right to what you feel like eating that day.
Oh.
And then whatever you both swipe right for is like, oh, you got a match. And then it just matches you up with where you should go eat.
Now, what happens if I'm on the app? Obviously, I've never been on these apps before.
Yeah.
I have no experience.
Okay. Neither
have I, but okay. Well, I hope not. swiping left is good?
Yes.
And swiping right means you decline.
Yes.
Okay. So let's say in line, okay? McDonald's, swipe right. Whataburger, swipe left. Chick-fil-A, swipe left. And then you are going through yours and you swipe left on the same things that I do.
Yeah.
How is it going to choose which of the two that we liked is the one that we should do?
It's the first match that you and I both swipe left on. It might give it to us in a different order, but it's the first one that we both say yes to.
Wow. So even though the true answer is in and out, even though it's at the back of the line, it's never going to be chosen because it's at the back of the line.
For you, what if it's at the front of the line for me? It's the first one that we both match on, like, first, so... I don't know. Maybe we don't match on everything else, but we match on that one.
Interesting.
Same thing with movies, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Can't decide on what movie to watch, what show to watch.
Oh, we have no trouble with that.
Oh, yes, we do. So we swipe left or right, and then we can choose a movie that way. Much easier.
And now, where did this idea spawn from?
From the little toy, the little crank.
Ah, okay. That's where it came
from. That was a good idea, I thought. It's not, you know, tech savvy, but...
Yes, but here's my only problem with that toy.
Okay.
Is the fact that with the toy,
okay.
Unfortunately, let's be honest here, okay? This is crazy talk. We talk about crazy things, all right?
Okay.
Sometimes we got to be real.
Mm.
We have gone to the limit. We've gone so far, you and I,
mm-hmm.
to the point where we literally go onto a random generator on the web, on the internet,
mm-hmm.
on the dubs.
Yeah.
And we literally put what we want in a lot, like in sequence.
Mm-hmm.
The random generator picks, and then one of us is still like, "But I don't want that one." So who's to say this is even gonna work?
But we watch it. We end up doing it anyways.
I think we both. Like, if we had to be honest, man, we are so bad at choosing things.
Yeah, I know, all the time.
And that's the one thing. Like, you and I are. Very like opposite on a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
Our personalities are opposite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
What we like sometimes is opposite. But the one thing that we're the same on is choosing where to go eat. And holy,
the same on?
Like we act the same.
Oh,
like you want me to choose and I want you to choose.
Yeah.
And I feel bad because if I choose in my mind, I'm like, well, I'm choosing what I want, and I feel bad because she's not getting what she wants. But you know what happened just in my mind right now? I literally was going to say, I was saying to myself, you know what? I just fixed it. Why don't I just pick what she wants? But then you're going to be like, but I want you to pick what you want. Holy moly.
This We're is, so sacrificial.
I know, dude. What a couple we are. Five Ew. Years going strong, bro.
So do you have an invention idea?
Yeah. So I think...
yeah.
So I think a great invention is... So we are years and years and years removed from the Jetsons.
Okay.
Yeah. A TV show ahead of its time.
Mm-hmm.
Strangely enough, the people who created the Flintstones also created the Jetsons.
Mm-hmm.
Hanna-Barbera. You know, God bless them. And the Jetsons are all about the future.
Mm-hmm.
In my mind, I think in future.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We got our boy Elon. our boy Elon is years in the future now.
Mm-hmm.
We got the
head of Tesla, by the way.
The head of Tesla, head of SpaceX, the head of the Boring Company. He's literally head of all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He's got that super fast tunnel things mm-hmm. that can, like, it was talked about a long time ago that they were going to put one from Dallas to Austin.
They just posted about it recently.
Did they really?
Yeah, they're starting construction in the beginning of 2021.
No way.
Yeah. I just saw the U-Train. Or, I don't know what it's called.
Okay. I love that idea.
Yeah.
Because of the fact that it gets you from, like, Dallas to Houston in literally, like, what, 30 minutes?
Yeah. People were complaining, though, because they were like, what, I'm supposed to rent a car when I get over there? I'm like, yeah, same thing if you rode a plane. Like,
what in the world? Would you much rather spend money on gas or just pay an Uber?
Yeah,
holy moly.
Anyways,
we literally would go to Austin almost every weekend just because of the fact that we can.
Not to see family. Sorry, y'all. Yeah. Ouch.
Oh, boy. but I'm thinking even further than
that. Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm thinking past the limitations of Mars. I'm thinking past the limitations of Pluto. I'm even further than... Matthew McConaughey than he was in Interstellar. Mm, okay?
Wow.
I'm thinking
mm-hmm.
teleportation.
Oh,
now, if I could create a teleportation device that can literally get us from point A to point B, that would literally, one, I can tell you right now, unfortunately, a lot of therapists will lose their jobs because anxiety and stress will plummet because of the fact that people will be like, I had to stress to get in my car. I feel this way. I'm like, I have to go from this place to this place. Oh my goodness. Traffic. Oh my goodness. Freaking crazy old Clara on the road. Freaking gonna kill me on the side of the street because she's going crazy because she's doing her makeup while she's driving. Much rather teleport.
Okay.
That's my device.
Oh, wow. What a realistic invention.
I don't knock it, dude. It's gonna happen soon. Maybe not in our lifetime. It's going to happen soon. As a matter of fact, if I may, the scientists have already started teleporting atoms.
Mm.
And it's happened that they are able to teleport one atom particle from one place to another place, the exact atom.
Mm-hmm.
We're not too far from them starting to do apples, bananas, monkeys, and then here we go.
Oh, wow.
Good old great Papa Rob wants to go see his great-great-grandchildren. Oh, ain't gonna get in his God. Freaking car to go drive over there.
Time travel.
Teleport.
Teleport. Your great-great-grandchildren are gonna be alive that long?
No, I'm gonna be alive that long.
Yeah, that's what I just asked. You're gonna be alive that long?
Oh, I thought you said my grandchildren would be alive that long.
No, you.
Yeah, I'm gonna push it.
Okay, I'm not gonna push it.
Oh, boy.
Tesla's coming.
Looks like I'll never see it.
The train first. They got an ATV now. They got a truck. They got a sports car. Yeah. They got a semi truck.
I think we're moving to Austin so I can just go work at the warehouse.
I don't know about that.
I heard they pay well.
I'm sure they do. Anyways, just wanted to also give an update to our audience members. If you are not hearing squeaking in this episode for the first time ever, it's because Robert's laying back.
No, yeah.
In a brand new
listen to this
chair. Oh,
your boy is chilling,
reclining.
I'm reclining, guys. So the thing is, and you can see it on. Oh, you're not gonna see it. I was gonna Instagram? Put on a story because I'm not gonna put it on my page because my Instagram is too precious to to pollute with that kind of picture. But anyways, so I had the chair, and it's not the fact that. I was just lazy. I never wanted to upgrade, and I just stuck with the chair that we had. We had like a normal computer chair that you can buy from Walmart,
mm-hmm.
With like the thinnest cushion you can ever find, and it always has that plastic neck that's supposed to protect you from the metal bar that connects from the bottom of the chair to the backrest. So unfortunately, I don't know how I did this. I didn't do it. Brandon did it.
Oh, yeah.
Brandon broke the back of my chair. And so because they came to try out the VR, and Brandon sat in it.
What else did he break?
Broke it.
Our record player.
But you know, let's not rehash that one. That one makes us upset. I have 12 records I can't even listen to this day. And that was like years ago. So he broke it and the back of it came off. So we just couldn't use it anymore. So I literally just used it as kind of like a single stool. Seat stool. Yeah. Without a backrest. So Vanessa bought a chair, a nice one that she really wanted.
Beginning of COVID.
Yeah. At the beginning of COVID. Cause you were working at home at first. And mm-hmm. I was like, gonna have you just sit on that stool. And so you got that chair and I would use a stool. And sometimes whenever we're on video calls or whatever, she'd be in her chair and I'd just be in my stool. But man, that stool just was, you know, you all know what I'm talking about when it comes to the cheap computer chairs. They always squeak. They always like make a rattling noise all the time. I'm so used to it. I grew up with those kind of chairs. Well, the blessings of God and manna from heaven came down onto Vanessa's lap. And she thought to herself, you know what? I'm going to bless thine husband with the chair. So she bought me a Respawn gaming chair and it came in today, the day that we're recording this. And holy, that box was humongous. I put it all together within like a matter of 30 minutes because it was actually really easy to put together.
Hmm.
It's practically all put together for you. You just have to screw on a couple screws. That's it.
Hmm.
So this thing is bulky. I can go into war with this.
Oh,
so
my goodness.
World War III, I'm ready. And I'm ready to jump into the battlefield war zone. Let's go, boys!
It goes up past his head. It has a neck pillow. It has a back pillow. It reclines all the way back. It has a step stool.
Not step stool. It has a leg rest.
Leg rest.
But, like, think of it as the lazy boy for gaming chairs. Lazy boy for
the
gamers.
The Respawn 110.
Is that really what it is?
Yeah.
How the heck do you remember that?
Because I bought it.
Respawn. Let's get it. Please support us.
A little arm
Give
rest.
Us an ad, please.
Yeah. Anyways.
So I'm pretty happy.
Speaking about sitting and playing on technology.
what a segue.
New movie that released. Netflix original, I believe.
Yeah.
Social Dilemma.
Mm-hmm.
Robert has not watched it. I have watched it.
Been hearing a lot of things about it. Yes. I haven't watched it yet.
Definitely going viral right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to do my best to explain what it's about. So this movie is, I don't even know if it's like kind of a documentary, but it's also kind of not. I don't really know. So they have a bunch of like former presidents and CEOs and people that were leaders of social media platforms that we have today. So there was people from Pinterest, from Facebook, from Twitter, from YouTube, from like everything, Google, different types of just like media platforms. And they were speaking about basically like how harmful and toxic social media is.
Mm-hmm.
And like the backside of like the engineering of how those systems were created and the rumors that come with it. And it was actually very interesting, kind of dark. I've heard some people in their responses already say, like, don't watch this if you're in a bad mind space.
Really?
Because it's not going to help you. Like, I feel very hopeless and not like invaded, but...
Empty?
No, like, intrusive. Like, when people are like... Oh, okay. Yeah, just... Man, I don't know what word it is, but just like somebody just took over your whole space and it just like makes you feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I didn't feel that way after watching it, but there was a lot that I learned and I didn't know, or I guess like there's always been rumors about social media or whatever, but like I haven't really thought about or processed or heard firsthand from people who like directly made certain parts of these things.
Mm-hmm.
So that was super interesting. And like, I don't know if I should spoil the end now or later. But I mean, like...
Is there really much of an end?
Not necessarily. I'm just saying, like, what the end result was. It's just, like, heavy, dark the whole time. And then at the end, you're like, well, what message are they going to send you with? Like, if they're like, oh, we created all these things, and it's, like, super dark, how are they going to end it? But basically, like, it was kind of a documentary because they had, you know, these people speaking, and it was just a one-on-one, like, I don't know, they're in a room talking to the camera. But then also there was parts that were actually filmed kind of skits, but like it was a movie and it was a real, you know, kid walking around and real experiences with his parents and at home and whatever. And then they had the inside of things, which kind of reminded me of like Inside Out, where they have like the emotions that are inside. So the movie's about that, if you make, you know, if you know what I mean.
Right.
So they had the inside of it, and they were showing like basically how the engineers inside of social media control that character, essentially, that boy in real life.
Yeah.
So I really appreciated all of that. And then they even added like graphics and like cartoon characters, kind of like, I don't know, also how they, you know, affect people with the engineering of their social media platforms and things like that. So I was writing down notes as I went, just because I wanted to remember everything. And it's just such a weighty topic, and there's so much to go, like, there's so much to talk about with social media. But first being that, the first thing that, like, kind of took me back a little bit was just the emphasis on how we as people are the product for these people, essentially. So, like, to us, Facebook doesn't cost anything, or Twitter doesn't cost anything, or so on. But the companies, like the social media platforms, make money through their ads. And so basically, they're competing against each other on what we get more addicted to, how much of our life we can give to them. We don't pay them, but advertisers do. So our attention is a product. Our change in behavior and perspective, like, that's the product. So if Facebook can get us more addicted and spend more time on this platform, more than Instagram, then they're going to do that. And they just went into the engineering behind, like, how they know literally everything about you.
Oh, yeah.
The backside of things of, like, you know, we can see how long you're scrolling, what you're stopping at when you're scrolling, how long you're stopping on that photo when you're scrolling, and, like, we can give you ads for things that we think might be helpful for you, and then you'll continue to come back and buy those things or use those things or whatever. And one guy was even saying, like, if we see you, you know, looking at this girl's picture so many times, we're going to keep putting her on your feed so that you keep, like, coming back to see what she's doing and what she's doing next and whatever, and, like, genuinely make you interested. And if you're not engaging, we'll send you, like, a, oh, Mackenzie's online, like, wave and say hello. And if we get your engagement that way, then we'll keep doing little things like that. Like, our goal is just to continue to get you to become addicted. And we can tell when you're depressed. We can tell when you have anxiety. Like, we can, you know, put ads there that we think might help with that, or I don't know, like dating apps, maybe, if they see you looking at a girl for so long, or just different things. But it's just, like, so scary.
Yeah.
That they know, and they can predict what you're going to look at next, or what you want to see, or what you want to look at, so that they can make profit off of you.
Yeah. And that's the thing, is with these kinds of things, and I've known a lot of this, and to me it was very cool and interesting to see Vanessa, like, not come to the realization. We've heard of this, but, like, just little bits and pieces like that over time. But to actually have it right there in front of you, people actually exposing and actually saying it for real. Because I've known a lot of this stuff. I've watched a lot of YouTube videos. I've listened to a bunch of podcasts, interviews with people that do this kind of thing. And a lot of these places, they all dominate. They want mind share. That's what they want. They want to take majority of your time. They want to. It's almost like there's this one guy that was on the Joe Rogan podcast, and he was talking about, for instance, Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola wants more stomach share. And that's a weird thing to think about. But the scientists, the people who make Coca-Cola, they make this drink so that way it makes you feel full. It takes up as much space in your stomach, so that way you don't need anything else because you just have that Coke.
Yeah, so, maybe that's why I'm so skinny.
Maybe. Class, what a great diet. But it is that it's that one thing that it's very scary for sure. I'm very much so a very hype. I don't know about hypo, but I love cleanliness in regards to like my own self. I love trying out new soaps, new hair things, new toothpaste or whatever. Like I'm just very like that. I don't know why, and I get served a lot of those ads. And I'm not gonna lie, I've not fallen for them because I've enjoyed the products that I've had. I haven't been tricked at all, but they for sure work. That's what I would say. Mm-hmm. I'm using this new body soap that I found because it was given to me through an ad.
Yeah.
I use this shampoo and hair thing, not because I was searching for it, because it's not like I was like, hey, what's some shampoo and hair? It literally was just an ad that I got.
Yeah.
Right now I've been given an ad and I can like attest to this. There's and you can tell that they know who I am now. Because right now I get an ad for this tablet that is a writing tablet.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all it does. It's almost like my Kindle, how, you know, the way it's made so it looks like it's actual ink on a paper. Like it's supposed to be made so it's easy on your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
This tablet is exactly made by the same kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And yet it comes with a pencil and you write on it. You can draw on it, but it's for note taking. It's for writing stuff down. And I see that thing all the time, and they know I'm seeing that thing all the time because I'm always looking at it and I always go check it up to see, oh, where are they at right now? Is this the new batch coming out? And I always get these ads and I'm always looking at it. I'm like, and I knew the first time I saw it, I was like, man, these guys know me way too well because they know I like that kind of stuff. I love those very niche technology things that help you with not the mundane things in life.
Yeah.
And it is crazy. They do know a lot about you. And you know, there was those rumors that are they listening to what you're saying? And I've had some moments where I'm like, there's no way they're not listening to me.
Yeah.
Because this is just too much of a coincidence.
Well, they confirmed it on the movie.
Oh, did they really?
Yeah.
And you see, I believe that. And it is scary. And that's why I kind of, over time, I've been wanting to slowly get off of these platforms. And I haven't done it. And I think the main one that I want to get off of is Facebook, but Facebook and Instagram are the same company. They're owned by the same people. But I've been wanting to get off of Facebook because I just feel like that was the most intrusive one.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I use it for family. Like, that's how I catch up with family. Not like me personally, but I see what they're up to.
Yeah.
And Instagram, I only use it for mainly the art of photography. That's the only reason why I use it.
Yeah.
Because I enjoy that stuff. I think the reason why I love Twitter so much is because it's not the same. Yeah. There is some ads here or there, but I think they push so much on like, we're not trying to get anything from you. They didn't even have ads for the longest time and they never were able to be profitable. So slowly they obviously had to start putting in ads because they need to make money somehow to keep going.
Yeah.
But it is scary. I have a question though. Is it a movie or is it a documentary with skits in between to kind of portray what they're talking about?
I guess technically it's a documentary. I've just never seen a documentary like that, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Documentary, movie, skits with real actors that we know. And
oh, really?
Yeah. The main one is, I don't know what his name is. I can look him up. But
that's really weird.
And then also like graphics, like I was saying, like, you know, they're showing you cartoon characters that are physically like going on social media and they're showing us how Facebook pulls us in different directions. And like, I don't know. It was just very interesting. But what was it called? Social Dilemma?
Yeah.
Okay. The main actor is Skylar Gisondo.
Okay.
Gisondo. This guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Anyways, but yeah, and they were, I mean, there's a lot of former Facebook presidents and like it's obviously been through a lot of people. But that's the one that they kind of kept going in on the most, I would say. But yeah, I mean, he was like, it's literally someone's job. And that's what I appreciated about the aspect of them doing kind of like the inside out thing, like specifically Robert. Okay. And there's two guys. And they're, like, on their computers and figuring it out. Like, it's literally a guy's job to track when Robert opens his phone, what time he opens his phone, what app does he open first, what is he scrolling through, how long is he looking at it, what can I send him to, like, get him to have more engagement on my platform? Like, that's literally a man's job. Like, he's literally watching your every move so that they can make more money on their platform, essentially.
There's no way.
That's what they did. That's why I like the aspect of that, because they were showing, like, the background of that. That's why they were like, oh, man, like, Tommy's not responding. What do I do? What do I do? We need to get him to, like, you know, be active on our platform. So they're like, oh, send him this notification. Like, oh, Mackenzie's online again. Or, like, this person just got on Instagram. Like, say hello or whatever. Like, that's why they do those little things. Because if you're not being engaged, then they're like, we need to do something to get this guy back.
That's interesting. The way I think about it is because I 100% believe it. Obviously, the president, the guy said it. He said it. It's true. And that blows my mind.
Yeah.
But I think what's interesting about it is the fact that there's millions and millions and millions of people on it.
Yeah.
I know they don't have one for each person. I can tell you that right now. Mm. But what's interesting about that is if you kind of think about it a bit more, it's almost like they must have a team. It's like, this team, you all deal with the non-regular people on Facebook, mm. and you figure out what you have to do with it. So I'm mm-hmm. pretty sure, like, everyone, like, there's a list of people they have to just dial through, and then, like, okay, this one, push this. With that. That's crazy.
Yeah. And it's all, like, quantitative data, though. Like, they can just, like, they're so smart. They're engineers.
No, absolutely.
They can just calculate certain things, certain formulas, and they can see everything that you're doing. They may not be individually, like, looking at that, but they are getting the information that they need either way. But, yeah, I mean, just confirming that they do listen and they do, you know, track you and stuff like that. And I noticed with the new iOS update, iOS 14, and I've read about it, but it's just interesting. I noticed that little green dot at the very top. I noticed it right away. And that's just, we're using your camera right now. You're using your camera in some way. So just a warning. And if it turns orange, it's using your microphone. So you know if those dots pop up that it's using your microphone or your camera. I noticed it because I was like, that's weird. I've never seen that. But it's a part of the new iOS update.
No way.
Yeah.
How did I not? Because I knew that they were adding that feature in.
Yeah.
But I didn't know. I didn't see the conference. So I didn't see exactly how they're implementing that.
Yeah.
And I've seen that thing open up before.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, why were they showing that? And to me, I was just like, I don't know what that means. So I never bothered about it. But oh my goodness. Now I'm going to open up an app and see where.
I'm
opening up Instagram. And so far, the dot is not on Instagram. Well,
like, look, do something that's more obvious. Like, right away with the camera, the green dot pops up right away.
Okay.
Or video, like you saw, if you switch it, it turns to orange because it's saying, hey, we're going to use your microphone now.
Interesting. You see, okay, so I'm on Instagram right now. I'm on the add a post and I'm on photo. The green thing is on.
Yeah.
And there has been some apps that I've been on that it just automatically just turned on for no reason.
Mm-hmm.
That's very interesting,
well,
dude.
Well, it's using the camera. So I've turned off my feature on Facebook where it's supposed to, like, listen to you. I've already turned that off.
Yes, I did that the moment all that got out. I went straight into the settings and I did that.
Yeah. And it's interesting because even, like, it was talking about even, like, your Google searches, how, like, those differ depending on where in the world that you live. Like, those predictions that come up. They were saying that, like, you're going to get different results or predictions depending on where you live, where your interests are. That's because they know you already. They know what Robert's interested in. They know what Robert's probably going to ask, which is funny because mine have a lot about, like, anxiety and stuff. But, like, they're literally predicting based, like, what you're going to say or do. Because they already know who you are, essentially.
Interesting.
But, I mean, you were bringing up Twitter. So, like, Twitter, I feel like, is one of the ones that come to mind that, like, doesn't have a lot of ads or, like, hasn't had as much backlash, I guess. Definitely not as much as Facebook. But basically they were saying with Twitter is that the misinformation, like, especially on Twitter, fake news gets spread 6 times faster than real news on Twitter.
Absolutely.
And fewer people will go the extra mile to actually fact check. So that's how they make their money there, because they called it the profit cuisines model. They said the truth is boring and lies equal more money and more engagement.
Absolutely.
So if fake news is spreading, people aren't going to go fact check whatever they're doing. They're just going to share it and share it and share it and quote tweet it and post it and whatever, like share it with their friends and then so on and so on and so on. And so that's how things trend all the time, which Robert Chuck's trending all the time.
Yeah.
But
way too much probably.
Just crazy to think that like they're like, yes, more fake news is spreading. Like we're going to make more money. More people are engaged on our platform. But that's how they do it. Not with ads, but like misinformation.
And that's very true in that regard. And I used to, I've never really been one who's big on news. But I did always, I use Twitter a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Let me rephrase that. Twitter is my main social media platform I use. There's sometimes like a day or two passes by and I don't even use Facebook or Instagram.
Yeah.
I'm usually on Twitter because that's where a lot of the stuff that I like is on. And so I usually would go into the search bar and that's where the news is at.
Mm-hmm.
And that is where I would usually get my news. But I wouldn't even read it. I just see the headline. I'm like, oh, this happened.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that happened. And I've had to, over time, stop myself and be like, I got to kind of stop doing this. Because yeah. I'm just reading a headline and I'm not reading the body. Or I'm not even like reading multiple different sources on what the topic is.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just getting it from one person.
Mm-hmm.
So, and at times, the way that Twitter works is that whoever breaks the story first, the headline is based off of the first story that's broke.
Mm.
And then as more sources come out and they're all clumped together, then what would happen is that that new headline will be like a summary of all those put together in one. And then you would go in and then you will find all the other sources in there.
Yeah.
So it sometimes it's a good thing. Sometimes it'll be hit or miss. But yeah, it's just crazy how that... And I 100% agree with that on fake news. Like that's a thing that it can... Fake news. But it's just one of those things where it spreads like that. And and again, that's the sad thing with Twitter is that one, someone says something, you do not understand the connotation.
Yeah.
You don't understand what kind of emotion they had when they said it. And you can only say within 280 characters.
Mm-hmm.
And so this right here that we're having, you and I, a conversation.
Yeah.
Obviously, 1,000 times more better than reading a 280 character post that's trying to summarize everything into it. I've had so many moments where I'm on Twitter and I'm trying to post something and I don't want to make it a thread. And I'm trying to reword things to fit into those characters. And then sometimes I'm like, grammatically, this doesn't make any sense, but I'm just going to throw it in there because that's the only way it fits.
Mm.
And I'm pretty sure that's how it is for a lot of people.
Yeah.
So.
Which now is used for, like, jobs and volunteer roles and stuff. Like, I check people's social media credentials sometimes, like, just to see.
Oh, I would do the exact same.
I don't know. It was just saying that, like, the scary part of it is that none of us probably know the truth. Like, we just believe what we see and, like, who really knows? Because we're all just posting a bunch of stuff that we don't even know is true, but we're believing somebody else that posted it. So... That's scary. But also just in that, just like they brought up specifically political parties, but the people, you know, Republicans versus Democrats, and they're just saying, you know, each party thinks that each other is so stupid and that they don't know anything. And he was like, you know, they think that they are just mindless and can't think for themselves and they're just, you know, ridiculous. And they're like, that's exactly what we want. Like we... Each party follows specific people and they're only going to see views from one side and that's just how it's going to be. And they're going to continue to think the other side is stupid. They're going to continue to think that each other is stupid and doesn't know what they're talking about. But that's what they want because being divided and not being united causes more people to be on social media and post about it and argue about it. I mean, all of you have seen it and that's why you're like, I'm going to take a break from social media. But, like, that's what they want because that brings money in.
Yeah.
Which is crazy because, like, will we ever be united? Like, are we really walking towards that? Because social media is kind of forever going to drive us apart. And we're only going to see one side of things at all times.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I agree.
Cool. Good conversation.
Well, no, I mean, and to go a little further on that, it's just the thing that, and I know I posted this like a month or two ago. Something about, I don't even remember what it was exactly, but it was something about screaming out into the void.
Mm.
And I've always hated people that, let me rephrase that. I don't hate people. I always hated when people would just always use their platform, their social media or whatever, to just say whatever they have on the top of their mind. Mm-hmm. And I think honestly what's sad about it is that it has really shown that conversations are no longer a thing anymore.
Yeah.
And that's sad. I can tell you right now, the chance of you either, whatever your goal is, mm-hmm. changing somebody's, let's just say in this particular moment, and it doesn't have to be political, it can be anything.
Yeah.
The chance of you changing someone else's mind on social media, very unlikely to ever happen. Mm-hmm. Because people are not on there to get to have their minds changed.
Yeah.
People are on there because they want to say what they want to say and just get it out there.
Mm-hmm.
What I posted, it was about, it was on a podcast between Joe Rogan and this guy who does food, and he was talking about getting hooked on junk food.
Mm-hmm.
And I put, this is the reason why I choose not to feed the machine. What will you gain? Division, strife. If that's the reason why you scream out into the void, check yourself. And I think the reason why is because it's just that it's the machine. They want you to scream out into it. Yeah. They want you to just throw something out there and then just cause a fight.
Yeah.
And it's not healthy.
Yeah.
And that's the unfortunate thing of, like, it's so easy to sit behind your screen and you just have a profile picture that's not your face and a profile name that's not your name, and you feel like you're anonymous.
Yeah.
And you feel like you are in the shadows as just that warrior that's going out there and I'm going to fight these people. Or you're on the same, you're on the other side, same thing, and you just want to cause strife.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just that thing of, like, that's not the place to do it.
Yeah.
And I think what's sad about it is that I think I'm hoping that social media doesn't cause people to stop learning how to have civil conversations.
Yeah.
Back in the day, something popped into my mind. Oh, I'm going to open up my Twitter. I'm going to write about it. Literally, back in the day, and I'm talking like I know. I mean, I grew up before all this stuff started happening, but I wasn't alive. But back in the day, before social media even was around, if Ted was upset about something at work and he wanted to let someone know, well, he had to get in his car, drive all the way over there. And if it was a 30-minute drive, he had to drive 30 minutes to get there.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Like, he had 30 minutes to think about it. Nowadays, pick up my phone, boom, I'm going right at it.
Yeah.
At the heat of the moment.
Yeah.
At the moment it popped into my mind, I'm not going to think about it. I'm just going to put it out there.
Yeah.
And that's the sad thing. And I'm the kind of person that, one, I'm not a big, and a lot, some of my friends know this because I'm honest with them. I don't like texting. I don't like talking on the phone all the time. But I like face-to-face.
Mm-hmm.
That's the kind of person that I am.
Mm-hmm.
I've never was the kind of person where if I was mad at or upset with somebody, I never was like, I'm going to text them. I'm always like, I'm going to see them face-to-face. I'm going to talk to them about it. So I don't know. That's just the one thing that I hope that is not lost on society, because we need civil conversations.
Yeah.
And I just think social media is really causing a lot of divide.
Yeah.
A lot of extremes.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of just people that cannot just sit down and listen.
Yeah.
We need listening.
Mm-hmm.
So.
They did talk about that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't know what the guy's name is, but he has dreads. Apparently, he's like a super well-known guy. He was just talking about how, like, they're created to manipulate people and how communication has just been lost. It ruins communication, which, like, we even learned at church recently in our sermon series of loneliness, just what human interaction can do or human touch can do. Mm-hmm. Or looking someone in the eyes or whatever, which I don't think we think about just posting on social media or ranting or reacting in anger or whatever. Like, we're all just profiting somebody. I watched a TikTok recently that said that, and it really made me think, but people who especially just want to just not profit all of these organizations that stand for certain things and just want to make money and profit over people, basically. And she was like, basically just saying, like, I've never just sat and realized I will never not be a product of somebody. Like, I'm always going to be profiting somebody, whether I like it or not.
Absolutely.
Which is so sad. But I just, I don't know. Like, it was even talking about, like, how, you know, when they predict things, they even know what emotions trigger you. And that, like, stuck out to me because, I mean, there's some angry people on social media and people that react super fast. But, like, they do it on purpose and they show you those tweets because they know what's going to, like, bother you. And same thing with, like, me. Like, sometimes I think that when I'm scrolling, and I see super emotional videos all the time, but it makes me cry. Like, I can literally be scrolling and I'm crying. And I'm like, they know what they're doing because I'm going to keep coming back and watching videos or keep, I don't know. But absolutely, it's just crazy to me. But just with that, like, I don't know. It just really made me think about, you know, I think Google specifically or YouTube, one of them has like a big slide in the warehouse or, you know, mm-hmm. headquarters. And people always talk about, you know, what the best work environment is and debate on that. Like you just said, Tesla's going to make a lot of money. Like, people just want to make money with like well-known companies. And obviously they're going to make money because that's just up and coming companies. And I just sat and thought about all these people that were coming on this movie to talk, and like some of them, I mean most of them, physically chose to leave their company, and they were just talking about how depressed they were, how it affected their families, and just like even them, they were like, we knew how bad it was, but we still didn't get off of social media, like we kept falling right back into it. But just how it must feel to work at a job that you have to compete on how much you can get people addicted to your platform or product. Or, you know, think about the person that started this social media platform and seeing how much division it's caused. Like, maybe that wasn't the first person's intentions, but just see, like people are committing suicide on Facebook Live. Mm-hmm. Like, people are getting kidnapped because of things that are posted online. Like, there's just a lot of really dark things that happen. And I just can't imagine being that person that created it and watching it from that place. And I know a lot of people have come out now and said, like, all the money in the world. Like, I can have all the money in the world, but it's such a dark, sad place, especially people like this who have created these platforms. You know, I feel like I would feel so guilty, even maybe not as a creator of that, but just the people and the engineers that are doing this. And I don't know, like that your job is literally to manipulate. Sure, you can have like a slide in the headquarters area, but like, I don't know. It also makes me think like this is the age that we're growing up in. And I know a lot of the older generation is like, oh, these kids are so sensitive and blah, blah, blah. But like, we're literally being brought up to judge each other and being controlled by, literally being controlled by technology. Literally, like, people are trying to urge our addiction to something. Like, it's not just us making that up either. Like, it's their job to get us addicted to make more money. And it just makes you think about what your kids are exposed to, too. But just, I don't know. Like, it's just weird to think about. We're raised to judge others. We're raised to do this. So it just makes me think, like, I don't think we're a more sensitive generation. I think we're just a super depressed generation, and we're going to continue to be because we're just judging all the time.
And I honestly think there's, I think it's like you said, it's a free platform. It's a void that you can let your emotions out onto.
Yeah.
And that's not the right way to deal with your emotions.
Yeah.
Honestly. I think in those moments is when you need to obviously be either surrounded by friends and or get into therapy or something and speak to someone about your emotions and not scream them out into a void. Mm-hmm. And then some random dummy comes across your tweet and is like, that's dumb. And then he tells you you're dumb, you know, mm-hmm. and then it just ruins you even more as an individual, you know, and that's the thing is. And that's when it comes to, it's how all these things work. You are on these posts, and you in your mind, you have to tell yourself, do I want to like that or do I not want to like that? And that right there is already telling yourself, I don't want to like that. And it's weird, you know? And I think it's almost like how Instagram was, and I'm not sure if they took this away, you can correct me or not. It was when they were having that conversation of like, I think we should take away, it shows how many likes you have on your photo.
Yeah.
Because they wanted to obviously help in aid, and this is what they were saying, it could it be just lip service, it could be, but the idea of it I thought was pretty good. Mm-hmm. Is the fact that we do not want these people to see this post and say, whoa, there's thousands of likes on here.
Yeah.
And mine only has 20. And people are getting depressed over that. Mm-hmm. Which one, in and of itself, is just a social platform.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's part of your life.
Yeah.
You know? And it's almost like that Black Mirror episode where people are rating you.
Yes.
And now you are what you are rated. And I think...
That's your like status in life.
Yes. And unfortunately, that is going to be how it is.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of famous people that... A lot of like people who are models or make money off of Instagram, they were against it. Because they're like, well, my advertisers are not going to see all my likes. Mm-hmm. So how are they going to know how much likes I get?
Mm-hmm.
And that right there, you're already basing your entire life, mm-hmm. who you are, based off of your social media presence, you know?
Yeah.
And so... That's just those things of like, it's sad. And
yeah.
I think that's why when something new always comes out, people jump on it right mm-hmm. away. I think right now, obviously the biggest fad is TikTok. And TikTok is one of those things where they literally found the perfect sauce.
Mm.
It is the perfect platform that a nobody can become a somebody overnight.
Mm.
You can be somebody who on Instagram, you only get 5 likes and five of them are from your mom, your aunt, your dad, and your dog.
Yeah.
And then on YouTube, you only get 3 views on your videos because no one can find it. But on TikTok, the moment you post something and for some reason you just hit the right thing at the right time,
mm-hmm.
boom, within a day or two, you have 1 million views. You have 200,000 likes. And all of a sudden, you feel, I am famous.
Yeah.
And I think the sad thing about that is it's, if you're right about it, and I can have a whole other conversation about social platforms and how they're good and how to completely utilize them to actually build a brand and everything around you.
Mm-hmm.
But not a lot of people understand that.
Yeah.
And then they just put their whole everything into it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the moment something happens, like TikTok is no longer a thing in America anymore because you just can't have it.
Mm-hmm.
And then everything that you were was just on this one platform and it goes away. What's going to happen to you now? You know?
Yeah.
And so... It is one of those things, and I've had conversations with you. I've always been like, man, I need to get out these social platforms, and I had it. I turned it off a while back because something happened, and then I never turned it back on. But I had it to where on the weekends, it completely locked me out of all social media.
Yeah,
so I wasn't on it. And I think and this has happened recently. There's some times where I'm on Twitter, and everybody that I'm seeing is just posting either not positive stuff. Or just things that are just fully just sad and filled with dread.
Mm.
And I was getting brought down by it. And I was like, I need to get off this.
Mm-hmm.
Or things I was listening to were just full of dread. And I was like, I just need to listen to music.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I think if there's anything that I can say is there is an importance to friendship. There's an importance to conversations.
Mm.
There's an importance of going to the coffee shop or to a bar or whatever.
Yeah.
And having face-to-face conversations with people. Deep conversations.
Yeah.
Have deep conversations. Don't just be surface level.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing wrong to disagree.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're going to disagree, be civil about it. Always have love all the time. And don't ever just fight other people because you just want to fight it. That's literally your goal. But I guess all I have to tell you is go work out or something to get all that pent-up energy out because it's not good and it's not healthy. So...
Yeah, I just wanted to kind of end it by saying that, I mean, we're not really giving our... I mean, Robert just gave his opinion. I was going to say, I'm not giving my opinion on whether it's good or bad or whatever. But I guess my takeaway is just to be more mindful and, I don't know, like not using it as a coping mechanism, I guess. Like, sure, you can use it to be in contact with your family. I occasionally, like, I don't use any social media to post about my life, but I like will do an occasional once a year, like, hey guys, I'm still alive kind of thing, because like I don't use it, but I use it to see my family. So I'm like, hey, I'm still here, like doing well. That's it. Because you don't keep in contact with like everybody. And it's nice to know that people are okay. But I mean, it's been used for a lot of good. Like we've talked about it on our podcast before. Like I found a lot of community through social media, through my disability, and like, you know, people reunite with family. My mom got to meet her brother that she didn't even know existed, you know, until she was like an adult. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's used for so much good. Like there is good parts. Conoco gave us a gift card. it makes me laugh. Like, I just, like, watch videos just to, like, bring my day up. Like, there are very positive things to it, but don't use it as your sole source of happiness and joy. And yes, like, what human contact can do and eye contact and all of this stuff, like, it can mean so much more. And basically also just saying, like, we don't really have much of a choice right now due to COVID mm-hmm. and at-home learning. Like, we're not trying to freak you out. But
right.
I guess just being mindful of that and, I mean, what your kids are doing. And, like, just also realizing that we live in a different age. Like, this is literally people's careers now, too. Like their sole purpose. And they have to get it out. Like, North Texas Giving Day for my job, it's a day full of fundraising. We could not do what we did without a social media.
Yeah.
So... And that's not what we're trying to say. But basically, they wrapped up the movie by just saying it wasn't set out to be evil. They have to make money and usage somehow. But the bigger it gets, the harder it's going to be to change. So basically, their like call to action of these platforms was, like, let's reform these platforms. We don't want to get rid of them. We just want to change them to be more humane and treat their users like humans.
Yeah.
Instead of just objects and products and money.
Yeah, absolutely. So. And yeah, I 100% agree with everything that you said. I mean, I know that we're talking about the social dilemma and things like that is touching on the scarier points and just the honest truth about it.
Yeah.
But again, there's a lot of good that comes out of it. And how Vanessa said that she pops in every once in a while. Whenever I pop in, I try to just be funny because I just want to bring a smile to someone, or I just want someone to think, man, he's being dumb.
Mm-hmm.
But I just want to do it for the joy and the fun of it. And I've been thinking about this recently. I don't know why, completely separate from all of this, is that if I had the ability to, I would love to make a social platform where it was just about positive stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it would have to be all vented. How is that going to work? Trust me, I know that's impossible to do, but it would just be something nice where it just brings positivity.
Just go on my Instagram account. I follow tons of accounts like that.
Well, I mean, just a platform that you go in and that's all you're gonna find.
Oh, like platform. Yes. Got it.
Just you go in and you're not gonna find anything negative.
Got it.
Celebration for this. My family, we went on this trip or whatever. Or like, here's a positive thing that I'm gonna throw out, you know?
Yeah.
There's this video game that I don't remember the name of it, but literally you play this little character that goes to your desk.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you go to your desk, you go into your emails and you open an email and it's a positive message from some random person around the world.
Mm-hmm.
Then you go in, you type out another positive message, and you send it out, and then you go the next day, and then you find another one. And that's what the game is. That's all it is. And I just love that idea, the fact that we need more positivity. We need more love, and we need more care out there. And I know it is hard for people out there.
Yeah.
I struggle personally a lot with being a very insulated, very introverted person.
Insulated.
Oh, I don't know why I say insulated. but, you know, being very introverted and... I do struggle a little bit wanting to get out and being out there with people, but I need to push myself to be out there. And I know some people are out there struggling that they're probably like, I don't have any friends. Push yourself to try to go to something that you might meet somebody, you know, or
at your comfort zone.
During COVID, I know it's not ideal, but thankfully we have FaceTime, we have Zoom, we have Skype, we have something that you can use to video call either family or friends or whatever.
Yeah.
So I think it's important to utilize those.
I'm a part of a Facebook group called Good Humans, made by Jubilee.
Mm.
But it's just random people that introduce themselves from all over the world. And they're just like, hey, who's interested in this? Or like, hey, I've really been struggling with this thought of religion and this. Like, what do you think? And like, people from all over the world just respond. And we do little projects where we send each other kind messages and stuff.
So. It's very interesting. I didn't know that.
Yeah, they're out there.
That's really cool.
Look for them.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, guys, thanks for listening to the podcast. We appreciate it. This one seemed like a bit more of a sit down. Let's just talk about something. But if you like that, make sure that on whatever podcast service you're on, rate us, leave a comment on the like a review on the platform. That way we can kind of get our presence up a bit more on the platform. Remember, guys, you can find us on Twitter. It's at Crazy Talk Pod. On Twitter, at Crazy Talk Pod. You can send us your questions, your comments, your concerns. That way, we'll answer them. How many have we received, babe? 0. So it is still there, guys. But anyways, thanks for listening, guys. We really, really appreciate it. Share this on whatever platform that you guys are on. And we hope you enjoy it. And as always,
be positive.
Be positive.
Keep talking. Be crazy.
Be positive. Keep talking. Be crazy.